Thanks for having me again.
Now, let's just touch on Irma, because we spoke about Harvey last week, but how severe is Hurricane Irma, and is it going to be worse than the impacts that have already been experienced from Hurricane Harvey?
Well, they're very different storms, so it's quite hard to compare their impacts. With Hurricane Harvey, we saw the storm come in and sit over the Houston area for a few days, essentially, stalling and just depositing a lot of rainfall. So we had a lot of flooding that way. Whereas with Hurricane Irma, this is a huge system that's passing over Florida more quickly than Harvey did over Texas. But it's coming with very strong winds and heavy rain and a big storm surge as well. So they're quite different systems, quite hard to compare in that way, really.
Okay, so my understanding then, it seems that hurricanes are quite complex weather systems, and it seems to be a lot, as you're just describing there, a few differences. What are the basics of a hurricane? How do you differentiate a hurricane from a severe storm, I suppose, in this context then?
So a hurricane, or what we call a tropical cyclone in Australia, is something that starts near the equator and moves off towards kind of the subtropics. So we get them in Queensland, WA, in the Northern Territory in Australia. And in the US, they hit the Gulf Coast and Florida. Hurricanes are the most severe forms of these tropical storms in the North Atlantic. So they have the strongest winds and the heaviest rainfall. They're generally measured by their wind gusts. And Irma has some very strong winds, and that's why it was, it's now Category 2, but as you say, it was Category 4 not too long ago.
Indeed. Now, I suppose the impacts in terms of fatalities are horrible, but they're not the only things that are occurring during these extreme weather events. There's quite a large economic cost, where the cost to the constructor to fix broken constructions and devastation to areas is in the order of hundreds of billions of dollars. Just how big of an economic impact are these extreme weather events, and I suppose what's the kind of response that needs to occur to curb the impact of these events as well?
So that's quite a good question, and quite a complex question. So with Hurricane Irma, the cost is going to be huge, clearly. We've got a mass evacuation from southern Florida, big loss of tourism, a lot of damage to construction, just a lot of disruption. So it's going to cost a lot, just like Harvey cost a lot. Harvey was estimated at over $100 billion already. So they're very costly events. And it means that people will possibly struggle to be able to take out hurricane insurance in future if these events are too costly. Providers won't want to insure against these events. So in terms of reducing impacts of these events, in the short term, there's not too much that can be done. When we have an event occurring, there's not too much to kind of mitigate against these impacts. But in the longer term, better urban planning and better evacuation processes can reduce some of the impacts. But we're always going to have some impacts from these events. They're so extreme, these major hurricanes.
Indeed. Now, will the effects of climate change that have taken place already, have they worsened the impact and increased the likelihood of extreme weather events like that of Irma and Harvey?
So I'd say those are two slightly different questions. It's a bit nuanced here. Climate change has definitely worsened the impacts of these events by raising the background sea level. When we have these storm surges, they're that bit higher than they would have been without climate change. In terms of the storms themselves, it's likely that climate change has enhanced aspects of them, so the winds and the rainfall potentially, but it's quite hard to actually say whether just how much it's worsened these storms and whether these hurricanes are more likely because of climate change. We've had hurricanes in the past, we'll have them in the future. There does appear to be a slight trend towards more intense hurricanes, but it's very uncertain. so it's quite hard to say.
Now, this is happening on the other side of the world. Some people will be wondering whether or not it means that cyclone season in Australia, when it comes around, will be worse here.
There's not really any clear link between the cyclone season in the Northern Hemisphere, summer and autumn in the Atlantic, and the cyclone season for Australia. We've got kind of near neutral ENSO conditions, so we're not going to have an El Nino or a La Nina probably, which means that there's not going to be, it's unlikely that we'll get lots more tropical cyclones than usual or lots fewer. But those forecasts haven't come out yet.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for joining the Daily, Andrew.
No worries. Thanks for having me.